lucchesi. Sì. La mia famiglia è da 1972 che fa questo mestiere. E noi entriamo alle 4 la notte e cominciamo a cuocere la roba, cominciamo a preparare la roba e a cuocere. Lavoriamo su due turni. Una mattina viene Francesco con me e una mattina viene il Marco con me. E quando il Francesco fa la mattina, il Marco fa il pomeriggio, perché siamo aperti fino alla sera alle 8. In pratica sforniamo di continuo, diciamo.
Sì.
E niente, la nostra bottega è questa qui di fronte che poi andremo a visitare. E siamo artigiani, ci teniamo a dirlo, che tutto quello che è là in bottega viene prodotto qui da noi, dal pane, dalla pizza, dalle brioche, dolci, cioccolatini, facciamo tutto nel laboratorio qui.
Mm-hmm. So he's talking a little bit about how their business works. His family's been doing this since 1972. They used to own the bar across the street, and then they moved here a few years later. Basically, Paolo gets up every morning, and he's in here working by about 4 a.m., and they just take stuff fresh out of the oven all day long. Everything that you can see in the cases over in the bar is made here. They don't bring anything in. They make all the pastries, all the breads for the sandwiches, the chocolates, all the cakes. And they close at about 8 p.m. So he's got Marco and Francesco, they take turns who's coming in at 4 a.m. and who's staying in the afternoon. So it's quite a... And they're open 6 days a week, so they close on Mondays, I believe. So 6 days out of the week, he's here from 4 in the morning to 8 in the evening. Bacon. Baking.
Poco.
He was sharing with me during a conversation that we had recently that he's always been somebody who didn't really need a lot of sleep. So he was basically born to do. What's the song? What's that song? Born that way. No. What's her name? Blonde.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Born this way. He was born this way. So. Yeah, Lady Gaga, she's nothing.
Ok, siamo qui con Andy, fuori del Fratelli Lucchesi. Spiegami, per favore, chi sono queste gente? Come mai siete qua a Bago? Perché non è la prima volta che ho visto te e questo gruppo di persone qua. Se sarebbe la seconda o la terza volta? Seconda, però.
Questa è la seconda volta che vengo con gli studenti di Arcadia University.
Si fa in inglese.
Facciamo in inglese. Okay, come preferisci.
Okay.
È meglio in inglese per i vostri, per i two
so,
readers.
Okay.
So this is the second time that I've brought a group from Arcadia. It's a pretty large group. Arcadia University is the number one study abroad program in the United States.
Based in California?
Based in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay.
So they started, Arcadia University is one of the first universities in the States to do study abroad programs dating back to the 50s. Mm. And this is kind of a launch pad for their other programs that are available to students either semester-long or semester-long courses that have a travel component. But this one gives freshmen or transfer students a chance to get out into the world. I think we have 25 groups of students that leave for spring break, and they're all over the world. I mean, we're, you know, on all continents. So it gives them a taste of traveling and being in a different culture with the hopes that they're going to take part in other programs during their 4 years at Arcadia.
So is this specifically based on food or culture? How is this group that's here today? What is their actual focal point?
I think the focal point for most of these courses, or at least a common thread, is just kind of getting a perspective from another cultural point of view. But my courses always have to do with food because that's my thing. And that's the thing here, that's the thing in Italy too. I think you can't really understand Italian culture without talking about food. So the other professor with the group is a historian, so he did a lot of talking about the, you know, the academic sort of scholarly stuff, but I try to bring in just sort of like real life, everyday culture.
It's interesting you say you can't talk about Italy without talking about food. There's a wonderful phrase in this area which says, you don't age at the table. Mm. That sums up for me perfectly what Italy is about. It's you don't age at the table. Eating and being together is something very important here. It's to do with the culture. It's not just to do with the food.
Right, and in Garfagnana, the motto is, it's a place where time stands still. So they must be spending a lot of time at the table here.
I don't actually like that phrase in Garfagnana, time stands still, because time doesn't stand still.
No, that's right.
It doesn't make sense. It's but certainly we don't throw away stuff that's happened in the past. Tradition is an important thing, but tradition we make ourselves, basically. So time doesn't stand still. That's just my opinion.
No, it's...
You were here before. What were you doing here before? Because we saw you last time at Aristo's at Casciani's.
Last year I brought a group. That course I was teaching all by myself, and it was strictly a food culture. I was just talking about food culture. I'm really interested in trying to put some of the places up here in this valley on the map and just get people to know the area here, because it's probably the least exposed area of Tuscany. It's a place that I feel really connected to and think people could benefit from spending time here.
Let's talk 1 second about you. So how did you arrive here? Why did you arrive in this area? What brought you here?
Well, I started out, I lived in Italy for 10 years, and I started out in Siena. I spent 5 years there, and I got introduced to this area by a friend of mine, and I started I just had a real draw to the area. I think the landscape had a lot to do with it. Just really the mountains and the natural setting had just really drew me in. And I started working up in the Grotta del Vento about probably 10 years ago now. I worked there for a couple of years. But I just fell in love with the area. My husband is from here. And just kind of through him and through some of the friends that I've made here, I just feel like I've found my home.
There's a lot of people that feel exactly the same way. Raises his hand. I feel exactly the same way. I came here. This is home. The students are here this morning in Fratelli Lucchesi. Now where do they go?
From here, we're going to make our way down to Lucca. And then we have a dinner date at L'Antica Locanda di Sesto. I do a lot of work with that restaurant and the chef from there, Aurelio Barattini. He comes with me to the States, and we do cooking courses. And so we're going to stop there for dinner. And then tomorrow we have a free day, so people are kind of going here and there. And then Friday we're in Siena and Chianti, and then Saturday they're back to Philadelphia.
Short trip. Short and sharp.
Yeah, not really my style, but it's a chance for me to get people up into this area that really has embraced me. So I just want to share it with people.
See, earlier we were talking about slow cooking and the slow concept. This is not very slow.
This is anti-slow.
Yeah,
but I'm hoping, I mean, this is a way for me, you can't do everything you want to do right from the start, so this is kind of just getting my foot in the door. I think there's a lot of opportunities to work with Arcadia, and I'm hoping to expand this into a more of a course that goes deeper into the local culture here.
Ma, thank you very much for speaking with us. The other thing I did want to mention just before we shut close was geocaching. This morning the students were geocaching like mad.
Yes.
And then they found out that there were 20 geocaches around the city.
Yeah, we may not make it to Lucca today.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.